Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast, episode 18 through 22. Yes, we're going to zip right through the last remaining episodes of Supergirl and also include the epic finale, episode 22, that aired this week on Monday, May 22nd. Yes, Superman has arrived, and so did Zod. Who watched it? Let's talk about it. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. Our number here is 646-668-2311. Again, 646-668-2311. Just going to go zoom by the episodes that we have not covered as of yet. Episode 18 is titled Ace Reporter, where Lena invites Kara to a press conference being held by a former boyfriend, Jack Spear, who unveils Biomax, new nanobot technology that can heal human ailments. After the conference, Kara's approached and told the human trials of Biomax were faked and her source is killed by the nanobots before she is told more. Kara and Mon-El crash Lena and Jack's dinner date and take Jack's key card to his office, discovering a footage showing Jack injecting the Biomax into himself. Kara later shows the footage to Lena, who confronts Jack and discovers he is being controlled by his CFO, Beth Brenn, and discovers the side effects of the nanobots, loss of free will. Supergirl then turns to save Lena, and when the former is trapped by the nanobots, Lena is forced to deactivate them, killing Jack in the process. Brian is incarcerated, and Snapper rehires Kara at Catco for providing the Biomax story. Lena is visited by Rhea. Meanwhile, Wynn brings Lyra onto the team with him and Guardian, causing tensions that lead to Lyra leaving the team. James returns her to the team with the condition that she follows his instructions. All right, so there you go. We're going to be talking about that episode and as well as some other cool other episodes that we have not covered yet, but this will be the first one. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Hey, it's your DC fanboy, Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up, Matt? So,
hey, not
Ace
much.
Reporting from Miss Kara Danvers. I'm all Kara Danvers.
this one was pretty good.
So that was good that we finally got to see the reporter in her, right? In this one?
Yeah, I mean, with new episodes, it could have come back, I mean, with very exciting storyline. I mean, this episode, it was pretty good, but I mean, there was nothing.
It was on the
really
bland side, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I get so excited for The Flash, you know? It's
right.
Just sometimes on Mondays, some of those shows, I mean, I love Supergirl, but it's just until the finale. I mean, I know we can't talk about it yet, but to talk
right,
about
yeah.
the other episode.
But you know what? Let's skim through that. Okay, so that's that episode. Episode 19 now, Alex. Alex is abducted by a person who demands the release of her, Peter Thompson, who is serving a life sentence for several felonies. The kidnapper is identified as Rick Malvern, Thompson's son, and also a childhood friend of Danvers, having deduced Kara's alter ego on his own. Rick is captured and taken to the DEO. Alex sends a location to Wynn and informs Kara, who rushes to the palace, which is a ruse and triggers an alarm, causing water to start filling Alex's cell. While the DEO and Kara refuse to negotiate with Rick, Maggie breaks Thompson out of prison before they are confronted by Kara, who convinces Thompson to reveal Alex's location. Kara and Maggie manage to rescue Alex in time. John decides to wipe Rick's memory. Meanwhile, Rhea gives Lena the schematics of a high technological device that transporting matter. Lena soon deduces that Rhea is an alien and becomes angry, but Rhea manages to convince her to continue working with her. All right, so what do you think about this one? This one definitely centered around Alex.
Yes. Yeah, I loved it. I mean, when I was watching it, I was on the edge of my seat. I mean, this episode was these are the types of episodes.
Oh my God, are they
going to
kill her or what?
I was like, no, don't kill Alex. I mean, geez. And in that one scene when she found out that Rick was actually a friend from high school, I would have killed him. I would have used my heat vision on him, say, screw it, your sister's going to die, and blah, blah, blah.
What
and
a blast from the past.
That was so awesome when she used her heat vision right at him. And then her and Maggie had that moment, and then Maggie had no choice but to release the prisoner, and then they finally told her where Alex was. And bam, she got she was okay. And then I love the part when she punches that guy in the face before he had his mind wiped.
Yes,
and I just love
that was awesome.
How
right
Alex
before the
so,
mind wipe, yeah.
And Alex just has like this very kind-hearted spirit of the show. I mean, I know it's kind of wrong with Maggie and
she does.
Her together.
No, that's true.
I like it actually. I mean, I really like on how Alex's storyline is. I mean, and then also, oh my God, I got so sick, darn tired of Rhea in this episode. Jeez, where are they carrying this character? I mean,
well,
Terry
speaking
Hatcher,
of Rhea, we got more episodes. Let's go. Now we're jumping to episode number 20, City of Lost Children, aired on May 8th, 2017. It goes, James becomes discouraged with being guardian when he realizes that those he helps are afraid of him. The DEO investigates the foreign woman who uses her telekinetic powers to control people and cause rapid damage. Jane Brax tracks down her own son, Marcus, who refuses to speak with anyone but James, who spends time bonding with him. With Rhea's encouragement, Lena completes the matter transporter, which Rhea activates, causing Marcus to nearly destroy the office with his powers. Afterwards, the DEO discovers Rhea and Lena's involvement, that Marcus' mother's attack was unintentional on her part. Marcus pleads with James and Wynn to his mother, who is still in a large group of Forians. Rhea reactivates the transport, causing the Forian to lose control. James manages to Malcolm Marcus, who in turn calms the others. Kara, John, and Mon-El attempt to shut down the transporter, but are unsuccessful. Mon-El confronts Rhea, but hesitates to kill her. The transporter brings a massive fleet of Daxamite ships to conquer Earth and transform it into the new Daxium. Rhea then teleports herself, Mon-El, and Lena to her ship. All right, so what do you think about this? This one was very sci-fi-ish with aliens with telekinetic powers and then the introduction of the new Daxamites.
I was like, at that final scene there, I mean, I was like, whoa, that
it was like
was
Independence Day.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it kind of was, really. And then, man,
right.
Rhea is just so goddamn mean. I mean,
she is ruthless.
And then Martian Manhunter was about to go at her. And then, she's always having these villains on these CW shows. I am getting so sick of it, how these villains always are one step ahead. I mean, they never give our heroes a chance.
Always.
I'm really
duping the superheroes.
All right. I know.
Without further ado, we have episode 21, Resist. It it aired on May 15th, 2017, the Daxamites launch a full invasion of National City and killing, arresting civilians. They also attack the DEO, but Alex and Wynn manage to escape. Mon-El learns that he has to marry Lena in order to unite the people of Earth and Daxium. On Air Force One, Marsden and Kat contact Rhea and demand their withdrawal, but the Daxamites flee fires on them. Kara saves Kat, and they discover that Marsden is an alien, a refugee from the planet Durla. She tasks the DEO and the destroying Daxamite mothership by a special cannon. Hesitant to do so, Kara turns to Cadmus for a way into the ship. Kat and Wynn stage a distraction, inciting a civilian riot against the Daxamites, while Kara, Hank, and Lillian use a Phantom Zone projector to board the ship. Alex and Maggie regain control of the cannon. Meanwhile, the Luthers escape and disable the projector. Having predicted it, Supergirl is able to send Mon-El to safety and goes to confront Rhea, who unveils she has taken control of Superman and has him attack Kara. So there you go. We got a little introduction of Superman at the very end. I love this episode because, of course, the man is in it. And also, we learn more that the president is an alien. What do you think about this episode, Matt?
I loved it. I mean, this was really action-packed. I mean, man, that intro when the Daxamites are attacking Earth, I was geeking out at that opening scene. And then that one shot when Alex jumps out of the window, and then, oh my gosh, Kara just catches her. That was so
total Matrix, right? That's what I thought. Total Matrix.
I loved it. And then, like, when I try to think what else he's going to talk about. Oh, Kat Grant. I want to talk about her for a moment. When her, Kat, and Rhea and the president were all talking, that was so freaking funny. I mean, I would
love
really
love her
it.
Comeback. Yeah, I love Kat Grant. We need more Kat Grant in season 3. What do you say, Matt?
Yeah, I want more Kat Grant in season 3.
Me too.
And then, like, gosh,
it just
once
felt
again,
like it was back to its roots now with Kat Grant in the picture.
And even the actress who played Wonder Woman herself, I was surprised that she was an alien.
And then
she's a good alien for the being the president.
Yep.
And then I can't believe.
All right, now we are on the finale, Matt, which aired on this Monday, May 22nd, 2017. We are going to finish this podcast talking about the finale titled Nevertheless, She Persisted. All right, so it is revealed that Rhea used silver kryptonite to manipulate Kal's senses, showing Kara as General Zod, which was very clever the way they did that, right?
Yeah. Yes, I love that.
Kara eventually
overpowers
Kal and takes him to the Fortress of Solitude, where a recovered Kal finds a way to end the war. Kara challenges Rhea to Daxam, an ancient rite in which two leaders duel and the loser concedes the war. Accepted by Rhea, Lillian helps Lena build a device capable of dispairing lead, which is lethal to Daxamites, including Mon-El. With the approval of Mon-El, Kara tells the DEO to use the device if she loses. During the duel, Rhea resumes the invasion. John wakes up and joins the battle. Megan returns from with other benevolent white Martians who engage Daxamites. While with Rhea claiming she won't stop the invasion, even if she loses, Kara launches the device, killing Rhea, and forces the fleet to leave. Before Mon-El has to come, Kara boards him onto a pod and sends him away from Earth. Kat reassumes her position at Katco, and Alex asks Maggie to marry her. In deep space, Mon-El's pod is drawn into a wormhole. In flashbacks, the destruction of Krypton, an unknown faction sends another infant to Earth in order to reign. All right, so there you go. That nevertheless, she persisted. Definitely a lot to talk about on this season finale of Supergirl Season 2. Let's start. What was your favorite scenes, Matt, and tell us why?
I mean, there were so many. I mean, I have to say the most top anticipating scene, I knew it was coming, the opening scene. I mean, oh, my God. When it was Supergirl versus Superman.
Fighting.
Yeah. I was like, we should have watched it together.
Bro.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we should have watched it together. If I were down there in California, I'd come to your house to watch.
I would have done that, too.
Mean,
yeah, I would love that.
I mean, man, I was like going, OMG, what? At that
point. And it was so clever how they made Zod appear in the eyes of Kal-El when it was just Supergirl.
Yes, I mean, that was so freaking cool. I mean, after a fight scene, even my
Zod
friend
was like,
John
he must kneel to me.
Yeah, I mean, this guy did way better than the Zod on Smallville. I mean, I have to say it.
This guy did way better.
Even though Zod needs some more screen time, but if that was just only imaginary for Superman to go insane with, I mean, that's all right. But I know we got the other scenes to talk about with the White Martians and all that. I'm just so wondering who's in the pod. Is it Doomsday? It's Doomsday.
I think it has to be. That's what I said.
It's Doomsday.
So your guess is Doomsday also, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's Doomsday. And then that fight scene between Rhea. Yes,
because
Darkseid is on Apocalypse. And I was crying for a moment when I saw Kara so heartbroken and that Mon-El was dying.
Yeah, that was a really
sad
scene.
My mind was
also
thinking.
You think this is the last we'll see of Mon-El? Because remember, once that device is out, he can never come back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I know Kara's going to go find him in season 3 because – and you know what? I think the Legion of Superheroes found him.
Ooh,
that's possible because and every season, like with the Flash and Arrow, they've been competing in the comics as well. And if that portal opened for Mon-El, it has to be from the future because I've seen some videos and they're saying that's what happened. And that fight scene between Rhea and Kara was amazing. I mean, it was
so was
cool
good that they went
to see them getting
down
at it. And that promo Wonder Woman? Oh, and that one promo for
Even
Wonder Woman, that
effect,
was hilarious.
When they were, like, punching each other, all you would hear is...
Yeah. Not like that. Kara walking through the bar, and then it shows the original Wonder Woman and Terry Hatcher's character.
Yeah, the promo
and then she goes,
for Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I love that.
That was so funny. But, yeah, the episode was great. I cannot wait to see what they're going to do for season 3. If anything, if we're getting Doomsday, bring in Brainiac. Bring in Darkseid. I mean, the effects they do for the CW shows are, like, unbelievably amazing. You know,
let me tell you they should bring a Superman TV show. Come on. Well, what's stopping them?
Yes. I mean, what's on Tyler Hoechlin's mind all the time? He does so good as the Superman. I mean, I love Henry Cavill. I will always love Tom Welling.
I love Henry too, but for TV, this guy is great.
Yeah, he does really good.
I think he's even better than Tom Welling. Because remember, we only got Tom Welling's head on the CGI Superman body.
Yeah, that's true. This guy does it way better. Also, I loved all of the Superman Martian Manhunter team up. I mean, that was so good.
Oh yeah, Martian Manhunter.
That was awesome.
Joining the Man of Steel. I'm like, it's the dawn of the Justice League.
Yes. And then, like, also, it was so freaking cool when Ms. Martian came back and she found other good white Martians to stop the Daxamites. That was cool.
Yeah, I think for next season they should definitely bring more Cat Co, which you know, they say that she's back now, so hopefully we'll see more of her. I definitely want to see more of either Lucy Lane, or why not bring in Lois Lane, have a little cat fight between Lois Lane and Cat Grant. I would love that. And then have Supergirl like stuck in the middle.
Yeah, and do not bring back Terry Hatcher, please.
Dude,
no more Lois and Clark characters, please.
She's definitely done.
No more Lois and Clark characters. All right,
Matt, well, this concludes our episode of Supergirl's Finale, episode 22. Nevertheless, she persisted. This is now a total of 42 Supergirl episodes, including season one, a total of 42 episodes.
That's
a lot we talked about. I know.
Yeah, we talked about
so we're going to, just if you're
a
subscriber to the podcast, just so you know, we're going to take a little summer break of Supergirl until the fall when the season three starts up. So I want to thank you, Matt from Florida, for calling in at every podcast. You, my sir, rock. You're the DC rock that never moves. You're amazing. And then I want to thank everybody that downloads the podcast. You guys also rock. You guys are the best. And we couldn't have done this without you. And that's it. Supergirl, we'll talk to you on Season 3, Episode 1. Have a good night. Bye.